but I think your development of full artificial intelligence will spell the end of the human race.
It's a flying object, and we don't know what it is. I would hope somebody is checking it out. I'm glad the Pentagon is looking at this, because if it poses a threat, I want them on top of it.
Well, the craft generates its own gravitational field.
Kevin, you said there might have been a gun?
The Internet has become the command center for criminals and terrorists.
911,
Jeremiah, please. I need help, please! Please help me! I mean, won't let it happen.
Well, that's what we're instructed to say.
Roswell, Area 51. Alien kept deep under the ground.
Self-serving. You're here for a reason. You're listening to Troubled Minds Radio. Broadcasting live from a secret bunker just off the extraterrestrial highway. Somewhere in the desert sands, outside of Las Vegas. From somewhere in space-time, loosely labeled Generation X on planet Earth. And asking questions of you, in earnest, into digital darkness.
Good evening and welcome to Troubled Minds Radio. Let me adjust my levels here. Everything's a little bit of a disaster. All right, there we go. That's a little better. What's going on, guys? It is Monday night, which is one of the nights we get together and talk about all the things we're not allowed to talk about. You know what those things are. Aliens, conspiracy, the paranormal, the government, academia, the 24-hour news cycle, propaganda, and the general feeling that we live in the upside down. What is up? Took a week off there, back to the grind, and wondering how you guys have been. Hope everybody's well out there. Just doing the thing here, reading about all the amazing news cycles and all the amazing things that have happened in the past week. And it's a lot, right? I mean, we got Nancy Pelosi flying to Taiwan, and again, twice this year on the brink of World War III. I mean, what in the world is going on? I mean, they're like, Russia's going to invade Ukraine, and whatever. This is a show where we get together Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific, and we talk about all the things we're not allowed to talk about. Of course, those things are aliens, conspiracy, the paranormal, the government, academia, the 24-hour news cycle, propaganda, and the general feeling that we live in the upside down. And, well, it just seems, like I said, two times in the same year, we get a nuclear scare. I don't know. So apparently Nancy Pelosi is in Hawaii now, flying okay, whatever. I mean, I guess that's a thing, and let's hope. I don't want to be super petty about it because, well, you know, I don't really like Nancy Pelosi, but I also don't want her to get shot down in an airplane because that seems terrible. But let's not do that. Please, China, let's not do that. They're apparently mobilizing their forces and all kinds of stuff. Saber rattling at its finest. Anyway, this show's not about that tonight. It's just pretty interesting that you take a week off and it seems like the world just falls apart. Hell in a handbasket, they say, right? All right, so what we're going to do tonight is what we do every night. We're trying to take over the world. No, just kidding. We're gonna talk about all of the things that, like I just described, right? And we do this to include you. The whole idea of this is a conversation. This is no declaration of truth, so everybody relax regarding some wild statement I might make or some wild speculation. This is all mostly speculation based on some things. And we got some things tonight because, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a sec. So, okay. So as part of that, as part of the deal of being a talk show, right, we talk to each other. And if you want to be part of the show tonight, we are streaming on Rockfin, YouTube, DLive, and Twitter. We are broadcasting live on The Fringe FM, and we're taking your phone calls. If you want to be part of the show, the number to call is 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. We'll put you on the show. It's as easy as that. And we'll, that's what's going on. And you can also click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. That's the official website. And the phone number is on the top. You can't miss it. The Discord link is right next to it on the official website. You cannot miss that either. It's all there. It's all good. It's all fine. And there you go. Troubledminds.org, one-stop shop for all the things Troubled Minds. We're also streaming on our digital radio. That would be the Fringe FM. Please join the Fringe Discord as well. I'm watching the chat in all the places and trying to incorporate your thoughts into the show as we go, because there's a lot of amazing thoughts in the chat and everywhere else. So I think it's important to, again, as part of the transparency process of sharing my sources and links and all the rest of that stuff on the basis of these conversations, I think it's important to try and keep up with you guys and incorporate your amazing thoughts into the show as we go. So there you go. So please join the Fringe Discord. You can do that there. Speaking of the Fringe Discord, I see you guys. What's up? We have a couple individuals over there I want to say hi to. We got, what's up? Booma is here, and also S Magician 88. How are you, my friends? So fringe.fm/chat. That will give you a direct invite to the Fringe Discord. And one final thing regarding the intros here. If you want to help the Fringe as well, and I appreciate that you do, go to download. The easiest way to listen to Troubled Minds is to download the Fringe app. You can find it on the App Store, of course, Apple or Android. It's completely free. It's the easiest way to listen to Troubled Minds. At exactly 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday, smash the play button, and you get us. You get me. You get these conversations, and you get this, and all the rest of the amazing programming that happens on Fringe FM. All right, we got this, right? Speaking of the news, right? So we're not going to talk about Nancy Pelosi and World War III. If they start launching nukes during this show, well, there's not much we can do about it. Make sure you got your, hopefully you've got your food ready and your water and your full tank of gas, and you're going to go wherever you're going to go. but anyway, so there's that, right? So we're not going to talk about that tonight. But what we are going to talk about is this bizarre thing happens over the weekend, or even maybe Friday. I'm not sure when this actually hit. But if you guys remember this individual by the name of Hal Putoff, you remember this guy? I'm going to put him up on the screen here, and you guys can see who this is. Now, he's the founder, president, and CEO of EarthTech International Incorporated. He's, of course, it's the Institute for Advanced Studies at Austin. This is Austin, Texas. And here we go. I'm going to read it straight from the thing. This is Hal Putoff. And he's a UFO scientist, right? If you guys don't know who this guy is, I'm going to introduce you. Harold Hal, for short, Putoff, PhD, is president, CEO, and chairman of the board of EarthTech International Incorporated and director of the Institute for Advanced Studies at Austin, earning his PhD from Stanford University in 1967 as a theoretical and experimental physicist specializing in lasers. His present research activities range from theoretical studies concerning fundamental electrodynamics, gravitation, and the quantum vacuum to laboratory studies of innovative approaches to energy generation and space propulsion. All right. And he's the guy. He's the main guy for this EarthTech. You can go check out the website. Links in the description, as usual, earthtech.org. That will give you everything you need to know regarding that. And here we go. This is where we start. Now, the interesting thing, if you notice, the principal team here at EarthTech, we have the top two. We've got Hal Putoff, and we have Eric Davis, the senior science advisor. And these two individuals, infamously, famously, I don't know how you want to describe it, they are actually part of the, let's say, UFO scientific crew. When people go to talk about them and talk about UFOs and science and, you know, kind of looking into this in a serious manner, you don't get too far in the field of ufology without running into the names Hal Putoff and Eric Davis. And another one, actually, that's coming up pretty pretty quickly into the scene as well is Travis Taylor. If you guys remember him, we talked about him a little bit in the past. He's the chief scientist for not just Skinwalker Ranch, that television show and that investigation, right? But also he's the guy, the head guy at the UFO office, the UAP task force, or whatever they've now named it, Arrow. Remembers A R R O or something. I don't know. Anyway, not what we're going to talk about tonight. So anyway, I want to introduce you to these guys because if you don't know who they are, it's an interesting thing. And all roads sort of lead through this crew of people. And these particular individuals are highly lauded in the UFO field. And, you know, for good reason. They're, you know, they're brilliant scientists and all the rest of this. And, you know, I don't want to get into the mudslinging and all the bad stuff that comes with you know, let's say picking teams, choosing sides. I kind of don't care. You know, like it's interesting that when you talk about UFOs in these terms, not just with these guys, but Travis Taylor, or you talk about Tom DeLong, who grinds my gears a little bit. But I mean, what can you do, right? You can't like everybody's style. And I don't know. Tom DeLong hired these guys for To the Stars Academy. You remember that? They were part of that whole outfit. So, as part of a UFO disclosure initiative. And so these guys, of course, know Lou Elizondo, which we've talked about in the past quite at length. So it is interesting that these circles are pretty small regarding the UFO scientific community. Okay, so there's the intro there. All right, so a couple questions. Now, before we get to the questions, let me give you the punchline here on why we're talking about these guys tonight. So this there had been sort of this whispering in the UFO community of a situation where this individual, Hal Puthoff, Harold Puthoff, again from the earthtech.org, had written a paper regarding extraterrestrials, or rather, ultra-terrestrials, right? So, okay, all right, so that's where we're at. So this guy, it was rumored he had written a paper, but somehow it was released. I don't know if it had been released or maybe not publicly, but somebody either found it. I don't know the actual dynamic of how this was released, but I do know that it just came out recently and everybody's talking about this in the UFO community. But interestingly, let's go to the paper. It's called this. Ultra-Terrestrial Models by H.E. Puthoff, Ph.D., of course, the Institute for Advanced Studies at Austin. And he's talking about ultra-terrestrials, right? So we're going to go through this paper a little bit and talk about some of the concepts here. And like I said, I'm less interested in, you know, attacking people. And it's so wild. I was listening to UFO Joe did a thing on this last night as well on his YouTube channel, which was very well done. They went through the entire document. But so much of this ends up talking about people, right? Talking about the peoples and like the people involved instead of like the phenomenon of UFOs or whatever they may be. It's so wild that people end up in this situation where they want to pick a side, you know, this tribalism. And it's just like, you know, you're either with Lou or you're against Lou in the UFO field. You know what I mean? It's weird to me. It's like, wait, I mean, are we talking about ultra-terrestrials or are we talking about like poo-flinging UFO drama, right? I mean, it's exhausting to me. It's interesting and more interesting anyway for me to consider these larger concepts. And in this case, again, back to the paper written by Hal Puthoff, Ultra-Terrestrial Models. All right. So the question for you guys tonight is this. All right. This is the question. What do you know about ultra-terrestrials? What do you know about, well, what they are, where they came from, and the different, let's say, concepts of what they may or may not be? And again, Hal Puthoff went through this and did a very good job on his paper there. But he's, of course, he's getting some flack. He's getting some poo flinged his way, let's say. Yeah, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. But that's what's going on with this. Because, of course, right, you can't speculate as a scientist without people pooing on you, right? And that's the way it is anymore. And so I get it. I get why there's this huge tribalistic divide in these situations. But I think it's important to be able to consider all the things, right? Again, science and religion. Why do they have to hate each other? I don't think they do. I think there's a lot of elements where they do combine and also commingle. So anyway, so what do you know about ultra-terrestrials? That's the first question tonight. What are the actual, let's say, logistics of this? And Do you think it's possible that the ultra-terrestrials, meaning that the aliens or the phenomenon or whatever's going on has actually been here on Earth all along, right? Now, we've talked about this in the past in terms of not just, let's say, Agartha and, you know, Bigfoot living underground and even primordial nature spirits as these UFOs, as the lights in the sky. We've talked about a lot of this stuff, right? But in this case, we're getting this from a, you know, let's say even the dominant, preeminent UFO scientist, Hal Puthoff. All right. So we're gonna go through this paper, read a little bit about this. But it's pretty interesting that I was reading some of it and going through a bunch of these other links regarding not just, of course, the people that are interested in this and some of the things they've said about ultra-terrestrials. You know, ancient astronaut theorists say yes, and I mean that in the nicest way. But also some of the people that were like, boo, hiss, like this is just like regurgitated garbage from like the 60s, right? So what's going on here? Again, as always, part of the rest of the questions with this, with ultra-terrestrials and people and, you know, the UFO community and is the scientists involved, do you think that they deserve sort of this backlash without direct evidence of, you know, grabbing an ultra-terrestrial by the ear and saying, here, I got one, right? Or do you think it's not really fair of us to kind of go after them for speculating? I think there's a lot about this. There's a lot to this regarding, you know, these guys have some contacts with the government and, you know, actually full-on government employees. So I don't know. What's going on? More propaganda? I don't know. That's why we talk about this stuff. So the number to call one more time, 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. And there you go. Let's get to this paper. All right. There you go. Let's do it. I'm going to read just straight from the thing. Ultra-terrestrial models. You guys can stop me at any point by dialing the phone number or jumping in the Discord, and we'll talk about this. But check this out. Straight from the thing. Let's see. Let's unmute myself. All right. Abstract. Under consideration in this paper are two seminal statements and their concomitants, currently unknown, as follows, which just means things happening concurrently is what that means. There you go. Now, number one. There is an unidentified phenomenon interacting with the current human population on Earth. Let's move that over. Two, it is currently unknown whether the phenomenon is exclusively extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, crypto-terrestrial, demonic, or jinn, D-J-I-N-N, like the old, actually, original term for a genie. Most of you know this. Proto-ancient humans, time travelers, etc., or some combination or mutation of any or all of these. However, it appears highly likely that the phenomenon per se is not constituted exclusively of members of the current human population. Okay? All right. In this paper, we address the above under the overarching theme ultra-terrestrials. In order to develop a template to be matched against data at hand, and that may be procured in the future. All right, there we go. That's how this starts. And this is, again, written by Hal Puthoff, wrong tab, of earthtech.org. Again, infamous UFO scientist, famous UFO scientist. However you want to determine this, that's up to you, because, you know, some people are like, boo, hiss, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And other people are like, man, if anybody knows what UFOs are, this guy knows what they are. Well, there you go. So I don't know. Exactly. What's up, Derek? How you doing? Yeah, UFO Twitter is talking about this right now. This is one of those things that literally just popped, and people are all over this right now. So there we go. So that's how this starts, right? Read just a little bit more where we at time-wise. We're okay. Okay, let's read just a little bit more of this paper. So this is the thing. Straight from Ultra-Terrestrial Models by Hal Puthoff. The background. As one takes a decades-long view of the unidentified aerial phenomena topic, it is easy to become frustrated by what one sees as a lack of robust progress in establishing sure and certain ironclad data points about even the most fundamental of issues. These issues prompt such key questions as follows. Number one, is the phenomenon predominantly nuts and bolts, psychological or metaphysical, assuming such distinctions can be made? Number two, is the source of the phenomenon predominantly terrestrial, ultra-terrestrial? And this is an interesting part in here. He said, as part of the parentheses, ultra-terrestrial, ancient occult group, isolated pre-diluvian high-tech society, or stranded ETs slash gods. You see that? Okay. Out of the parentheses. Or extraterrestrial, assuming that distinctions between these alternatives are meaningful. Number three, has the phenomenon ramped up in our era? Or has it been essentially constant over millennia? I think that's a fantastic question. Number four, are oft-times related topics such as claimed abductions, crop circles, and animal mutilations truly related? Or are they separate categories of phenomena? I think that's a great way to start this, because why the hell not, right? If we're not, like I always say, if we're not talking about this, who the hell's talking about this? So back to the questions, right? What exactly do you guys know about ultra-terrestrials? And of course, because regular definitions are boring, I went to the Urban Dictionary to find what an ultra-terrestrial is. Here you go. If you don't know what an ultra-terrestrial is, also, this might be some comic relief. Ultra-terrestrial is defined as this: a superior non-human entity of natural or supernatural origin that's indigenous to planet Earth. Oh, and the sentence here below, UFOs, fairies, and elves are believed by some paranormal researchers to be ultra-terrestrials. Oh, all right, here's another one. A being from another dimension or plane of reality. And here's the sentence. It doesn't make any sense. How can they summon those demon monsters from thin air in Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Oh, there you go. And that one's to you, Derek. And then, well, I guess they are some kind of ultra-terrestrial entities that pop in from another dimension. Okay, so anyway, back to that. Like I said, so what do you know about ultra-terrestrials? They say that the definition is actually from here, meaning that, again, antediluvial civilizations, maybe, you know, we talk about like a breakaway civilization in modern terms of, let's say, the UFOs actually collected, or let's say, I don't know, let's say a super rich contingent of the human population currently found or developed, let's say, UFO technology, and sort of is just doing its own thing now, literally regardless of what the rest of the world thinks or cares about, because they're like, hey, we got zero-point energy in UFOs, you know, raspberry, you know, or whatever. I was going to do it, but it's when you do it into a microphone, it's really gross. But, thumb your nose at, right? So there we go, right? Something like that. But let's say the original breakaway society is from, Atlantis or something like this, right? And so that's the thing. Drinking the maybe juice tonight, talking about ultra-terrestrials. And let's say this, if we're talking about a breakaway civilization, is it possible then that the original breakaway civilization was exactly as some of the legends have described, Atlantis? Maybe they hid their concentric circle plot of land away from prying eyes because they didn't want to be bogged down by regular stupid people. And I don't mean us as stupid. I mean everybody as stupid. I mean, you know, in terms of a breakaway civilization, right? And I mean that in the nicest way, of course. But so I don't know. So what's going on with this? Is there, in terms of an ultra-terrestrial, what do you know about them? And do you think it's possible that in these terms we're talking, that there is some sort of something that's been here? And it could be all kinds of things, right? We'll get back to the paper from Hal Puthoff and talk about this. But, you know, there's a lot here. Again, he's talking about like maybe occultists from the past that maybe learned some sort of ritual magic or something that allowed them to maybe transcend, or let's say even step out of phase into the next dimension. So maybe they're right here, maybe even in the room with me right now, but there's no way for us to actually communicate. Well, not me, but they can probably see me and communicate with me. And that's really what comes into play with this idea of the ultra-terrestrials and this phenomenon, whatever this is. So what do you know? What do you know about this? What do you think? Is all of this possible? Or is this, again, as always, we have to consider that all of this could just be a bunch of monkey shines. Love to hear your thoughts. Do you want to be part of the show tonight? We're talking ultra-terrestrials. We're talking about Hal Puthoff and Eric Davis and this paper that was written describing ultra-terrestrials themselves. So, you think it's possible? You think it's nah? You think it's somewhere in between? 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. This is Troubled Minds. I'm Michael Strange. Don't go anywhere. More ultra-terrestrials Your calls and more from Hal Putoff in his paper when we return. Be right back. Welcome back to Troubled Minds. I'm your host, Michael Strange, and we are streaming on Rockfin, YouTube, DLive, and Twitter, and we are broadcasting live on The Fringe FM. Tonight, we're taking your phone calls as we discuss the idea of ultra-terrestrials. What exactly are these things? And it seems like, according to this paper by Hal Putoff, of course, the preeminent UFO scientist, that it's not an easy thing to determine exactly what an ultra-terrestrial is. So, let's talk about it. What do you think these are? Do you think it's possible that this phenomenon, UFOs and otherwise, have actually been on Earth all along? And we're, I don't want to call us the intruders, but let's say we're this secondary species, or I guess you could even say antediluvial and the rest of that. So you can even say we're the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth or the tenth, or who knows how far back you want to go, iteration of maybe people or technological civilization that has actually come about on Earth. I don't know. So we're going to get back to this paper in just a sec. But the questions again tonight are, what do you know about ultra-terrestrials? And do you think it's possible that they've been here all along? And there's a lot of ways to look at it. Again, I find it fascinating that he actually put in his paper this Hal Putoff guy. Again, like I said, I don't want to, let's not go after people. Let's talk about ideas. I think that's more important in this post-truth era. And so let's do that. If you want to be part of the discussion, ultra-terrestrials, real or not. And also, I'm calling this, by the way, the real Land of the Lost. Because if you remember in that old, like late 70s, early 80s show, Land of the Lost, they had these entities known as the Sleestak. The Sleestak, right? And they were like these reptilian, sort of like speechless lizards that were like kind of coming after people, right? I don't know. Were those the actual original ultra-terrestrials of Earth? I don't know. 702-957-1037. Let's go to James in Michigan. What's up, my friend? You're on Troubled Minds. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Let me adjust your volume just a moment. I may have had you pumped up super loud. Let's find this.
Okay. I moved the mic back a little bit too, so.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Okay, go right ahead. Welcome to Troubled Minds. What do you think, man? Did you hear about this UFO paper business going on, or something else?
No, I haven't heard about that. I've had distractions, real life distractions. Aren't those fun? So I haven't really been paying as much attention to all the Twitter stuff lately, but that has been, that is something I'm really surprised that that's been brought up in a way, because that's been hinted at, like you said, I think, but not really ever brought out there in the open like that. This just seems like the first time that I've heard of.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, at least by somebody so prominent as Hal Putoff. And you know who that guy is, right? That's not news to you at all.
Right. Now I've heard his name and associated with many different things. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So he's definitely, him and Eric Davis are basically like the two UFO scientists, right? They're the guys. And I'll put them back up on the screen here so you guys can see. Many of you know their faces maybe more than their names or both, but those are the individuals we're talking about. But Hal Putoff, the guy on the top here, is the one who wrote the paper regarding ultra-terrestrials. So what about the theory, James, of this ultra-terrestrial stuff? That you think it's more or less likely than, let's say, little green men from outer space?
I mean, if you look back at any number of cultures throughout time, going however far back you want to, so many of them have references to what seem to be other types of beings, and some humanoid, some less humanoid, some maybe only a little bit different from us in appearance. The other thing that if you go back, there's always this discussion of there being other worlds or other dimensions, other places, that whether it's a spirit world or you know, they're just there are mentions and even places that are supposed to be portals to these other places. So I have no problem with this idea, this concept at all.
Yeah, it goes back to my favorite theory there is of primordial nature spirits as part of what this phenomenon actually is. I've always loved that idea because it does incorporate so many things, right? We've talked about elemental spirits and things like this, the Gaia hypothesis, Earth as not only a self-regulating organism, but as an organism, possibly even sentient. Depends on who you ask, right? So I think there's a lot to this, and it's definitely worth considering. Now, what else you got regarding ultra-terrestrials or even the paper? Why this guy released this paper or whatever else you got, man? Wherever you want to take it.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard hints of this from other people that haven't come out and said that word, but I feel like there have been stirrings of people saying maybe these don't come from outer space. In various media outlets over the last few years, it's been overtaken in a lot of cases by the UFO, by the extraterrestrial in some case, that idea, and or just by the unknown aspect of it all. So that's why I'm really surprised that this came out. I'm wondering about the circumstances. I wonder how, if put off, you know, if this was done intentionally with his approval or not, because that's a whole other set of circumstances that could bring up. So, but yeah, I'm really surprised at this, but I think it should make things more interesting, if nothing else.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. And so I don't know exactly either. So it was actually published here in the Journal of Cosmology.com. And again, links in the description. As always, you guys can check it out down below, and I encourage you to read the paper yourself. But it's interesting that look at just some of the things, like he's talking about extraterrestrials, extra-dimensionals, crypto-terrestrials, demonic or djinn, proto-human, proto or ancient humans, time travelers. I mean, holy smokes, right? like that right there is let's say it's a mouthful, and it's a mindful, because who knows what the hell is really going on here. What's up, Eric? I see in the chat. Yeah, we're taking calls. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubleminds.org, and we'll put you on the show. What else you got for us, James? Night Stalker says he's going to pop in a sec, but what do you have? We have you on right now. Don't worry about that guy. Yeah. Don't worry about that little guy. Derek will show up when he shows up.
No problem. But yeah, the thing that came to mind just now as you're reading off those things that are mentioned, it seems like the only thing not mentioned is spirits. Is that angle of things. Seems like everything else there, you've got crypto, you've got extraterrestrial, you've got time, you've got all those things. Not that I expect them to mention that. That seems like the only thing left out of that little list.
Yeah, so, actually, so at the very end of it, it says, or some combination or mutation of any or all of these. So there you go. Let's mix your spirits into that, James, because, well, we can, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's me. I can't help it. That's my area, so that's going to happen. Anytime you let me in, that's going to happen. So.
Absolutely. James brings
sorry,
the ghost.
Sorry, not sorry, but yeah. But nice. No, great topic. Glad to be talking to you again, and glad to hear the show back, and looking forward to hearing Derek and everyone else tonight.
Right on.
So thank you.
Appreciate it, my brother. James here, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. He's got a podcast called Salcedo Paranormal. Go check it out. Links in the description down below. And he live streams Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can go check that out on his Discord. And please do. Appreciate it, James. Thanks for popping in. Thanks for saying hi. Thanks for all the amazing takes, as always. You're the best, bro.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks a lot. All right. So we're still talking about this, right? What do you guys think? This paper came out, Hal Putoff, again, the preeminent UFO scientist. That's probably the best way to put him. See what I did there. But in case you don't know who he is, but he released this paper, or the paper was released. I'm not sure if it was intentional or if it was leaked or something. Those details I do not know. But what I do know is it has been whispered about in the UFO community for some time that he had written this paper on ultra-terrestrials and the rest of this. Well, it's out, and and we can read it ourselves. And it is pretty wild that just in the first bit, all the things he talks about are, well, wouldn't you know it, all the things we talk about. So who's I guess I'm not trying to label people sane or insane, but let's just say that we got a PhD talking about the same stuff we talk about. So what do you think regarding ultra-terrestrials? Have you ever heard the term? Do you know what they are? Again, do you think it's possible that this is responsible for the phenomenon itself? 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037, and we'll put you on the show. Let's go to Derek in Massachusetts, the Night Stalker. What's up, my friend? How are you tonight?
He's back. Welcome back, bro.
He's back.
What's happening?
Hey, doing the thing, man. Just hanging out, just being me, and talking about crazy stuff by Dark of Night.
Oh, man. What a roller coaster of emotions I'm having tonight with the show. All right, so just like a little peek behind the curtain for people who aren't in the Discord and stuff. So sometimes we talk about just random stuff in the chat and everything, and then like oftentimes it's like the show will be birthed out of that amalgamation of everybody's kind of thoughts and you injecting all the baby juice into it and stuff. So a few days ago, we were talking about that aliens versus reptile thing, that guy saying he wanted to bust into NASA because of the aliens fighting the reptiles and stuff. So I made the analogy to aliens versus Predator. And so today I had watched the Predator movie. I was watching Aliens versus Predator, and then I fell asleep. And like also because their prequel's coming out for Predator at the end of the week. But so then I woke up at like 10:15 or like 7:15 for you, and it said ultra-terrestrials, land of the lost. So, whoa, ultra-terrestrial. All right. So are we going inner Earth with it? Or are we going like reptilians that way? Like I listened to the Certifiles earlier, this thing with like this reptilian interview, that kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm just waking up. My eyes are just opening, listening to you. And all of a sudden you hit me with this, Mike. This is blowing my mind right now. And then I was just frantically trying to roll spliffs real quick so I can run outside and make the call. But
wait,
this
okay,
is like
so which,
absolutely blowing my socks off right now.
Which Mike. Part is blowing See, your sorry, socks off though? Which part? Which part?
Just this is exactly what we've been talking about for this is the whole Heaven's Gate episode. This is the whole thing we talked about. This is the whole 75 years after Roswell, 25 years after the Phoenix Light, after Heaven's Gate, the age of the saucers ending, the age of something new and strange about to happen. That's what we've been talking about for like a year, seemingly, if not longer, you know, using the term ultra-terrestrials constantly. We use that term almost as much as we use Lovecraftian old one, you know. And just last week, or whenever this link came out because of this movie Nope, this Jordan Peele movie, which I have not seen, so I can't really spoil it. But space.com came out with an article the day after like the movie came out. Jordan Peele's Nope. I don't have it in front of me, but like reshapes the UFO phenomena or something like that, reimagines or reestablishes the UFO phenomena. And I'm like, this is exactly what we've been talking about. And then I even posted it in the Secret Sun, in the Chris Knowles group, because they talk about ultra-terrestrials all the time, being like, ultra-terrestrials having a moment, ? This was like 3 or 4 days ago. And then you're telling me now that they're fighting about it? This is like the UFO people are fighting about it on UFO Twitter right now, like the hub of the UFO zeitgeist.
My
socks are fully blown off right now.
Yeah, and I think that's the weird part about this is that if you try and quantify, we always talk about, you know, the phenomenon, right? If you try and quantify it, it gets sloppy. I think it gets super sloppy because, you know, they were talking on UFO Joe's stream last night a little bit about, you know, well, can you really throw cattle mutilations into it? Well, I don't know. Can you? Okay, I mean, can you not? I think that's part of the thing, right? Like, and if it is, we've talked about this in the past often. If it's some sort of like primordial trickster spirit, this type is business, and it's like controlling our thoughts and our perceptions of it, it could be anything. I mean, you know, it could be damn near anything on Earth. It's crazy.
I mean, this is hard to like, if people aren't familiar with the term ultra-terrestrial, like if you're like a big UFO person right now, like if you just found the show or something, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for this rabbit hole you're about to go down. Because this is what's been the whole year we've been talking about, just being like shouting at the UFO community to be like, forget the nuts and bolts stuff. Like we get it. We talked about that for enough time. Now let's include this strange phenomena. And just including that, just opening, widening our scope or field of view doesn't answer really any question. It just like unleashes so many more, you know, because ultra-terrestrials is a very, very broad term, you know, that includes like basically like everything else, you know, it's basically everything that's like local to here. So what that it could include is like anything, any like hominid species that's older than us, like proto-humans that are older than us that maybe have gone inner Earth. Like it said it in the paper, but some type of time traveler thing, and those are kind of the most boring ones, or like some type of reptilian species that was here way longer than us, that's inside the Earth or something like that. But that also includes like the John Keel, Jacques Vallée, ultra-terrestrial stuff, like this trickster entity, this thing that can take many forms and is trying to interact with humanity and that kind of thing. And then obviously like all the fairy lore and everything, like James just said, like the idea that this phenomena is been labeled different things throughout time or taken many different shapes throughout time. Is it the same thing taking many different shapes? Is it many different things that kind of have some commonalities into it? We haven't quite labeled them properly yet. Is there something that can kind of take the form of many different things that, but it's in itself different? And this is, I mean, and then even beyond the things that are kind of phasing in and out of different frequencies that are kind of all around us at all times, like different, like different ways on the spectrum, kind of. So can go between physical and non-physical. And then like, again, I have not seen Nope, so this is not a spoiler. If you want to go in completely blind to it, mute yourself for 30 seconds. But like, I think essentially like what this, I don't want to give anything away, but like there's a person who might have, inspired the movie, who talks about these giant amoeba-like entities that could be living up in the upper atmosphere. These just like big amoeba things. These just big sky jellyfish that people talk about sometimes and can get photographs of. These just weird things, this whole cosmology of these weird things that are kind of in between physical and non-physical, or both, and like have a link to our consciousness, can take many different forms based on who they're interacting with, like based on how we want to, how our mind is capable of perceiving it. Like, how many times have we talked about everybody in the UFO monopoly summoning saucers, summoning orbs secretly and not talking about it? This is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Like, I don't know. Sorry for rambling so much, but I'm excited, Mike. I'm excited about this stuff.
No, well, exactly. And I think, like I said, it's more fascinating to me, as you know, you've been here with us for quite a while now, is that I prefer the kind of staring at the sky instead of, you know, what's that quote? We're all in the gutter, but some of us are staring at the stars, yeah. Right? And so let's consider what's really happening around us instead of worrying about the people. You know, the people are going to fling poo at each other. I don't like having poo on me, so there's that. But yeah. But yeah. So regarding this though, so he did release this paper. I don't know if it was like leaked or released or what, but it has been rumored to be out there that he wrote this paper on ultra-terrestrials. So what do you think? Do you think this is going to maybe change something in that UFO community, or do you think it's just going to be more infighting?
If this is the infighting, this is a paradigm shifter. Like, I don't like the poofling either. Like that's like a turn off to me, kind of. Like the only time I really mention the names that I mention, I kind of treat them as if they're celebrities. So I treat them like they're not people sometimes, which I shouldn't. But I'm only really complaining about the fact that they're only talking about nuts and bolts and they don't talk about the weird stuff openly. That's really my main criticism. And because they do in other smaller places, they do have all these other weird occult ties. They'll say it on smaller podcasts or like occult oriented discussions and stuff. They'll leak it out that Corbell thinks that the UFO phenomena might be linked to fairy lore and stuff. Like he'll say that on Duncan Trussell's pod, but he won't say that on Fox News and stuff, which is weird. So I get annoyed with the UFO community, with UFO Twitter, which I'm not on, but like, because they seem to just be arguing about what I consider to be just nothingness over and over and over again for years and years, just arguing about names, just things that seem to be, to me, like a distraction from what's the really fun, maybe juice style stuff, which is like what we've been predicting. We've been like anticipating. Like, as soon as they dropped this trailer for Nope, this is what I said, the summer of saucers, like the summer of strange saucers, like this is like the paradigm is shifting, like the, like things are about to get weirder in the UFO zeitgeist. Like Tom DeLonge, the To the Stars Academy guy, who again you said it hired all these people, like is in close communication with all these people who wrote that book with Peter Lavenda about these entities can be contacted using like weird blood rituals and stuff. Like there's the magic occult component to it. Is also coming out with a movie this summer, or just dropped a trailer like a month after the Nope trailer came out, which I've been like pairing together when I'm talking about it, called California Monsters, where in the trailer he says like, maybe you, it's like a horror movie comedy type thing, but like paranormal. He's like, maybe UFOs aren't what we think they are. And I'm like, this is the moment. This is like, this is what we've been talking about. I don't know. I hate to make it seem like I think like we're smart or something like that, but just, I'm pretty proud of us as a collective group being like, we were on it on this one. We really were, right?
Yeah, I'll say you're smart. I'll say you're smart for you. But no, yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm happy. I'm excited. Like, what a show to come back for. Jeez Louise, what a synchronicity. Like, oh man.
Yeah, and so, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. Again, like I said, people have their different takes, and you know, it kind of, like I said, religion and science don't have to be exclusive. They, you know, that clearly and obviously, magic and technology and all the rest of this stuff. And I don't mean religion as magic. I mean as another differing paradigm here. Yeah.
I mean,
they can mix. They can be
for sure.
Technology and magic is one thing until we discover it's another thing. But yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Like this opens up the doors to so much other stuff. If we can start, like, Nap had on, I don't really listen to Coast very often, but Nap had on one of these big UFO people on a couple months ago. And I actually tried calling in for this one. I didn't get through. And my question, like, so the whole conversation, there's one of these people, like, involved in the, I forget the name, but investigating, like making the point that we're trying every possible tactic to get new information, to figure out what this thing is, what we're dealing with here, yada yada, keeping it real, nuts and bolts, like in that parameters. So my question was, like, George, I know you are you're friends with the UFO summoners. You have that article at Mystery Wire about the UFO summoners. Your guest, have you ever considered, like, apparently Stephen Greer and these UFO summoners with Corbell and everything, they have these things that they have a lot of success with. This is information that you'd want to gather. Could you, like, I mean, like, wouldn't the military, wouldn't people investigating UFOs, like, wouldn't, if you can have constant, you can summon these things at will to study the phenomena, isn't that something you'd think they would be doing? Like, I'm certain. They're doing this. Like, this is just in my headcanon. This is what's going on. You know, like, this is the new version of like the Monroe Institute, like, psychic studies, Stranger Things type stuff from the 70s and 80s and stuff. This is that type of stuff, but like, I don't know, the almost like open version of it. Like how Putoff was involved with all that kind of stuff, like the mind psi. Technology, psi, power type stuff. Sorry, I'm rambling. We're running out of time. But
you're
totally, I don't know, good. Mike. This is a banger.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Final thought here. We got about 30 seconds for you.
Yeah. So ultra thresholds can run the gamut through all kinds of stuff. It just means they're not coming from elsewhere. They're always here. So whether it's something that's phasing in and out, that's always around us, like whether it's some type of ancient fairy lore type thing, whether it's another hominid that's just been here longer than us, or my personal favorite lately, just the Jean Kiel, Jacques Vallée idea, just there's some kind of hand reaching in, possibly, like, I don't know, just something that's dealing with us, like who's trying to interact with us. So the interaction seems to be central to the phenomena, the capital P phenomena, I've been calling it lately. So, I don't know. Welcome back, Mike. Great show. Hell of a show. We should have tons of calls, but if at any point nobody calls in, just give the word. I'm excited about tonight's show, so all right. I'll call back in.
Appreciate it. We got the phone lines are full, actually. Appreciate it, my
friend.
I'm sure. Derek, the Night Stalker, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. I appreciate you very much. He's got a YouTube channel. Link's in the description down below. Check it out. What do you guys think? We're talking about ultra-terrestrials tonight. Hell put off of UFO science fame. Apparently released a paper talking about ultra-terrestrials and how they may have been here all along. What does this mean? What the hell's going on with this? Love to hear your thoughts. I see you. We got Eric. We got Eric first. Hang tight. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back from the break. Matthew, and we got Joseph on the lines. Love to hear your thoughts as well. 702-957-1037. That's 702 702- 957-1037. This is Troubled Minds. I'm Michael Strange. Don't go anywhere. More ultra-terrestrials, your calls, and more when we return. Be right back.
You're listening to Troubled Minds. Join us as we discuss an upside-down world that nobody seems to notice.
We are talking about alien, the alien abduction phenomenon.
The aliens are looking through your eyes and they're accessing your optic nerve. I'm doing fantastic. And through that optic nerve, they're transferring to your brain. Random images as they traverse neurons in your brain.
So we got, alright, so maybe,
and they also feel them planting or receiving memories, or ideas, or images.
Broadcasting live from a secret bunker just off the extraterrestrial highway. Somewhere in the desert sands outside of Las Vegas. From somewhere in space-time, loosely labeled Generation X on planet Earth. And asking questions of you, in earnest, into the digital darkness.
Good evening and welcome to Troubled Minds Radio. I'm your host, Michael Strange, and we are streaming on Rockfin, YouTube, DLive, and Twitter, and we are broadcasting live on The Fringe FM. Tonight, we're talking about ultra-terrestrials. Yeah, that's right. That's right. What does that mean? That means entities that have been here, let's say, longer than we have, as not only being the phenomenon known as UFOs, but what about whatever the hell else is happening with this? Hal Putoff of, again, UFO science fame, just released a paper where it was leaked, or I don't know how this got out, but we're reading this thing tonight. And Hal Putoff, again, from earthtech.org, and Eric Davis and the associates of Tom DeLonge and To the Stars Academy, and this whole idea of, let's say, disclosure. Well, they've got this happening, this paper regarding ultra-terrestrials, and it's a whopper. There's, again, he talks about extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, crypto-terrestrial, demonic or djinn, proto-ancient human time travelers, some combination or all of the above. I don't know. This is weird. So what do you think? We're taking your phone calls as we're on, again, we're streaming on Rockfin, YouTube, DLive, Twitter. We're broadcasting live on The Fringe FM. The number to call is 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. We'll put you on the show. It's as easy as that. Let's go to Eric. Thanks for being patient, my friend. You are on Troubled Minds. Go right ahead. What do you know about Hal Putoff and all the rest of this? I know you know a thing or two.
Is this Michael? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great show, by the way, and fantastic topic. And the last caller was excellent. And we need to talk about this and kind of push. And let me just say this real quick, that UFOs and aliens, they're interesting, of course, but this is really the realm. This is the next phase of disclosure. And what I'm sharing with you is information that was given to me by one person in particular, Rick Doty, but other people as well. I know Rick Doty, a lot of people, oh, he's disinformation, da-da-da. But if you do your research, you know Rick Doty has worked for Hal Putoff for probably 20 years or more. And I was at Doty's house in New Mexico about 8 months ago, and he told me that this information was going to come out. I couldn't tell me what it was, but yeah, the information, it's real, and this was not leaked. It's intentional, and more is coming. More information's coming. And I just want to read something real quick to you, and I'm not going to take a lot of time because I know you got a lot of callers waiting. But an ultra-terrestrial, a superior non-human entity of natural or supernatural origin that is indigenous to planet Earth. For example, UFOs, fairies, elves, and also, in my belief, Bigfoot researchers believe to be ultra-terrestrials. And then two more comments here. Ultra-terrestrial, a being from another dimension or plane of reality. This is very key. Hopefully people will take their focus off, you know, is it a drone? What is it, plasma? What is it? You know, is it fake? Is it a hoax? It's a being from another dimension or plane of reality. I believe that. It doesn't make any sense how they can summon these demon monsters from thin air that was said in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. But ultra-terrestrial entities can pop in from another dimension. Now, listen, Hal Puthoff, in my opinion, if not the most knowledgeable, amongst the most knowledgeable about all of this information, people need to pay attention to him. Lou Elizondo, I'll say this, he's done a good job bringing the information to the forefront, getting people interested, talking about UFOs, UAPs, and no slight on Lou Elizondo, he's doing his job, but he is the warm-up band. We need to pay attention to Hal Puthoff in the next phase of the weathering of disclosure, because this is real. It's really happening, Michael.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah. Well, again, this is more sort of in the vein of what Troubled Minds talks about. I mean, if you just you don't have to go through and listen to the catalog, but if you just like kind of look at the headlines of the names of the shows that we've been doing for the past year, we talk about this stuff all the damn time regarding ultra terrestrials and, you know, what is really happening here. Like I said, elementals or primordial nature spirits or the Gaia hypothesis, or, you know, like this sort of like dimensional shift of maybe a pre-diluvian civilization that possibly found a way to ascend somehow or maybe step out of our time frame. I mean, good God, there's so many different ways to look at this, impossibilities. And that's literally what Troubled Minds is about. So I found it a little bit, let's say, interesting at the very least, to see that Hal Puthoff was talking about the exact same stuff. Because like you said, he is, like I described, the preeminent UFO scientist. Am I right?
Yes. And I can tell you this much. He's excited that this, hopefully he's going to live through this disclosure, but he's always, in my opinion, he's always wanted this information out. But I'm sure, Michael, you're an intelligent man. When you're dealing with intelligence and you're in a group, you don't get to make the call by yourself. And so their hands have been tied. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some of that Collins Elite type stuff and the government kind of stomping and putting a boot on the neck of the actual disclosure of what's happening. You know, and that's an interesting thing too, right? In that, so if we're talking about in these terms of ultra-terrestrials and maybe djinn or even demons and this type of stuff, how close do you think this toes to the idea of, let's say, a binary danger to us, like, you know, demonic or something? You think there's any actual track to that, or you think that's just a hogwash?
I think it's always okay. Maybe danger to human consciousness in terms of, you know, we have this, supposedly we have a freedom of choice. So, you know, we choose what we want to think about, what we want to think, you know, interact. In other words, we can almost control our own reality to some degree by what we choose to focus on. And I also think that there's so much that's happening that we can't put it in one box. There's many boxes, just like there's many stars and many galaxies and many planets. There's so much happening that you can't possibly get a newbie, for example, to understand that it's not just aliens and UFOs. It goes beyond that. And so as people kind of start to understand that this is not a simple deal, disclosure is not just here it is, this is it, we're done now, let's move on. There's so much, and I'm glad you're talking about these topics, And I'm going to promote you more because you're the only guy that I've found so far on YouTube that's actually trying to push the ball forward rather than just getting this UFO Twitter minutia of, you know, he said, she said, and all the gossip. There's too much of that BS going on. We need to move on from the BS and all the gossip and who likes who and who's right and who's wrong. Let's just get back to the facts of this sort of stuff, this information that's advanced and moving forward.
Yes, thank you. That's very nice. And I think the thing is, too, like I always say, and my biggest beef with a lot of these guys like the TTSA and all that, and I've said this a lot, is the data, right? Like it's like, okay, we know the government, we know like the insiders, we know there's a lot more data than they do have than we've seen. And so if, again, the preeminent UFO scientist, again, Hal Putoff is the guy's name. Again, all the links are in the description down below if you guys don't know who I'm talking about. He is like literally talking about like he's like the king of troubled minds or something. You know what I mean? Like really, yeah. Ultra terrestrials. That's wild to me that he's talking about that stuff.
Well, okay. I want to say this. I will make an effort if you decide you want to do this. I could probably get Rick Doty to come on, who pretty much is then possibly in the future that can turn into a Hal Putoff interview. He will do interviews, but he's very selective and very careful, as you notice. He doesn't do very many. But if he's going to be treated fairly with intelligence and he's going to stay to the topic and not bring up drama, which it seems like that's the kind of show you have, that would be interesting. I would love to be able to have somebody that I can introduce these people to that can have an intelligent conversation on their show.
Sure. Hey, I'd love to talk to Rick Doty. Set it up. If you can set it up, I'll definitely do it. And
okay, I will set it up.
And the thing is, too, to be fair, I want to be fair to all ideas. Again, like I said, I've even told you personally the last time you called, Rick Doty's kind of got a shady reputation, right? But that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk to the guy. And by the way, not fling poo and talk about that. Let's talk about what he believes regarding the phenomenon. That's probably far more interesting than any drama from the past, right?
I mean, He admitted to me personally, I mean, when I met him like 5 years ago, he was humble. He said he made mistakes. I mean, he said that when he was younger, you know, he was a little more egotistical than what he is now. He's grown up, which was kind of trippy that he was telling me this. But he said, and whether it's, okay, I get it that there could still be a psyop going on. I'm not saying that there isn't or there is. But the point I'm trying to say is he had a job to do. And he might have made some mistakes along the line, but I really think that his intention now is a good intention. I don't think his intention now is to deceive and mislead people like maybe 20, 30 years ago that was his job. So I'm just saying, I'm not trying to promote the guy. I don't get paid for talking about getting him on these shows. I get no bonus. I don't get no kudos. I just think that I think he's ready to move the ball forward. And Hal Putoff is the guy that will also help move the ball forward. And there is, by the way, there are two factions in this disclosure movement, and some want to control the narrative to go in a certain direction, which is the threat direction. And then there's the other direction, which is the ultra-terrestrial direction, is just two examples. And so, but they're both happening. They're happening simultaneously. So it takes a lot of discernment. People have to pay attention. They need to do a lot of reading, a lot of study to really see the big picture, because it's not just one picture. There's many channels that are playing simultaneously. So I want to encourage people to keep an open mind and listen to everybody. And then your discernment will grow and evolve as time goes on and you get more information and you see what happens. And then you can decide for yourself what the truth is.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Well said. I appreciate it very much. You know where to find me, TroubleMindsRadio@gmail.com, or you can just call that same number. It's persistent, so you can leave a voicemail there as well, okay? I appreciate the phone call. You're the best, bro.
Okay, I'll let you go, and I'll let you move on to your next caller, but thank you for letting me at least share that with you. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Thanks for calling. That's Eric in California. It's Eric the Awakening Man on Twitter. You can find him. I'll actually find his Twitter and link it in the chat. Yeah, great stuff. This is why we get together and talk about this, because you never know. You never know who's, like I always say, you never know who's out there listening, and you never know what people think about this type of stuff. And we are a little more woo-woo here, right, in terms of, let's say, willing to accept those ideas. Me? I'm not glowing and floating, right? So don't come to me for answers. But I think it is interesting that the concepts that we've been kicking around forever is now, well, it's front and center in the UFO community, ultra-terrestrial. So the question remains, what do you know about ultra-terrestrials? What do you know about the rest of this stuff? 702-957-1037. Thank you for the phone call so far. So let's go to Joseph in Iowa. Thanks for waiting, my friend. You're on Troubled Minds. Go right ahead.
Hey, so So when I think of like ultra-terrestrials, you're saying like something created on Earth, right?
Or at least, yes, like, something from here, from this space, if you want to call that Earth, absolutely.
So I was thinking like the pyramids and stuff, and like how they had like completely different, like, well, they did like death sacrifices, man. Like in like Mexico, they would like sacrifice the strongest, or the people who won the, like, let's say you're playing like a game of basketball, like you won the championship game, they would sacrifice you. You know, I wonder if these ultra-terrestrials are people that are more in the dark than light. Like, we're in the light right now, or maybe we're in the dark, but like, let's say we're in the light. If they're in the dark, like, could it be not as dark as we're like thinking? Like, could it be like an information hub where you go, and that's why, like, that's where like ideas, I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, whatever it is, I think it does like guide us, like the way I'm describing, like it guides us, but I can go back to like testing, like a dog, you could test dogs and you can like figure out what kind of dog they're going to be before they're a dog, you know, you can get them while they're a puppy and you can figure that out by testing them, you know, and I think tests in the past ran on people could possibly make these ultra-terrestrial, they're basically us, but like they're just like the fabric of perceptions, like everything, like if you can just be there for everything, then wouldn't you, I don't know, I feel like you wouldn't want to be here. I mean, this would definitely interest you the most, but maybe you can jump in and out of that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you make a fantastic point. So if you could, let's say, step out of this time frame and see like all kinds of celestial galactic weirdness going on, why would you come hang out with us, right? Like we're like a step evolved from apes flinging poo at each other, you know what I mean? And I say that tongue in cheek. I don't really mean that, everybody relax. But you know, like we have so much drama among people just here on one planet. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Earth's drama factor in the galactic terms is probably off the charts, right? But so if you could step outside of that and maybe into a different time slice, time frame, dimensional something, why the hell wouldn't you? I'm with you, bro. I'd be out of here. I'd be like, hey, peace, guys. I'm going to go check out this other stuff because it's way cooler. Right?
Yeah, and possibly more real than this. You know, it could feel more real. And like, it kind of reminds me of this Electric Dreams episode where the guy gets, or this girl gets this thing. She's in the future. She gets this thing on her forehead. And then next thing you know, she's living someone else's life who's a billionaire in the past. And then he also has a thing that's specifically designed for his brain to take him to her life. So it's like a back and back situation. Kind of reminds me of that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. If you got a,
like
you got a
future, like that's okay. What they would probably try to tap into, you know, like that sounds like the Matrix though, or what's that one where the person couldn't go back to reality and the wife ends up like not believing that she can like respawn or something, like not believing what's real or not.
It's a dangerous proposition. It's dangerous not knowing what's real and what's not, because again, we still have to like defend ourselves. We still have to protect ourselves from like a car crossing the street, right? Like that type of stuff. Like it is dangerous to kind of step too far from an actual reality. But yeah, I get what you're saying, man. Like this type of stuff becomes super wild the more you think about it. What else you got? You were going to say something else. Go right ahead.
Well, I kind of forgot, but I did forget. So I got a couple things written down. Like my theory is like the Egyptians made like they could either jumpsuit a person, like a time machine, or something even weirder, or they made something that's like, I don't know, like an idea machine, you know, something that maybe it's us that's the power that's powering it. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, it could be. And that's why we talk about this stuff, because who knows what the hell's really going on with actual consciousness. And we can't even define it first off, but then, you know, all kinds of people say they can do all these amazing things with consciousness. But yeah, go ahead. You said you had another a list of stuff there. Go right ahead, sir.
So yeah, like, yeah, people say they have like amazing things, right? So there's a lot of things at the hospital and people like will brush off. So if you have like a stroke or something and you tell the hospital you saw something, they'll just be like, oh, well, yeah, that's what you see. You know, you know, they don't like try to get the information, like, or like, and then there's like data off of like blood and stuff. There's just so much stuff that they could be doing, but maybe it's because they don't have control. They can't do it because they have no control, and it will get out of control. And then it will become a reality that is no better than the other realities that these ultra-terrestrials have chosen, you know?
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say. I mean, you gotta know, like, motivations of ultra-terrestrials to even be sort of kind of going down that road. What are they? I think is probably as far as I'm willing to go, because who knows, man? Like, without that question sort of snapped into place, how the hell do you know what they want, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, like, they probably want to survive when it comes down to it, even if they're living in their own utopia or whatever's going on. They probably want to survive. Or there'd be some that are, like, sick of surviving because they've been here so long and I was just, like, alone or something. And that would be, like, a negative force trying to shut everything down, like, not knowing it. It's going to end everything for everyone else, but they're just trying to stop what they've been put into, you know. It's kind of scary, like, because, like, think about it, like, you're immortal right now, but, like, if you were shot to an, if you became ultra terrestrial, like, you could, like, I don't know, like, how would you stop becoming one? Because here, you could easily, you die of old age, you know. But an ultra-terrestrial, you're just kind of locked in there.
Yeah,
so I can see them being violent and,
yeah, again, without
predictable or whatever.
Yeah, without definitions, right? It's very difficult to really pin down what any of this actually is, and that's why we're here talking about it. You were the best, my friend. Always a pleasure. What else you got? We got another minute or two. If you got some more stuff.
I mean, that's really it. I could go to my experience when I saw, like. That's where I got like the name, the perception, because you don't really perceive, you can't perceive the fabric of perception. Like you can't really perceive what's in it except for the beginning. And the beginning is amazing. It's like geometry and it's like stuff you recognize, right? But the rest of it's amazing, but you just can't, your head just doesn't. So I imagine like an ultra-terrestrial being able to read or like, to be able to know what's going on. Like it would be itself, like someone who's themselves in every reality, layer of reality. Like you, like being awake in every moment of your dream or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, the more I think about it, the more trippy it gets because there's so many different angles here. I mean, we aren't even talking time travelers and the rest of that stuff yet. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I am a little elated that hopefully this will rise the UFO conversation up a little bit in terms of let's not really give a damn about who said what, and let's start considering what this stuff actually may be. And hey, if it's you know, you think it's mostly propaganda, so be it. You know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about why that's a thing. You're the best, Joseph. I appreciate it very much.
Yep.
Have Thank a fantastic you. Night. Thanks for the call. There you go. Joseph, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. He's got a YouTube channel called IO Walks. Links in the description down below. Give him a follow, please. He does original music and some other stuff, talking about similar stuff to what we do, consciousness and all the rest. So all right. So I see you there, MJ, on the phone, and we got Daryl in New York. We're going to get to her in just a moment. Hang tight, Daryl, after the break, and we'll go to straight to you as soon as we come back. Look, this is the thing, guys. I don't know. I don't know the answers here. And like I said, you should be very cautious, in my opinion, of anybody bearing answers, because you never really know what the hell is going on out there. Like I said, if you're glowing and floating, right? If you can do both of those things, then I'm more willing to listen to your true answers, all right? But if you can't do either of those things, I'm going to go, You see what I'm saying? Love to hear your thoughts. We're talking about ultra-terrestrials tonight. What does that mean? It means they're from here. Well, what does here even mean? You start to being able to define the term here, and things even get squirrely and sideways in that aspect. Love to hear what you think. 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. This is Troubled Minds. I'm Michael Strange. Don't go anywhere. We got Daryl and MJ and your calls when we return. Be right back. Welcome back to Troubled Minds. I'm your host, Michael Strange, and we are streaming on Rockfin, YouTube, DLive, and Twitter, and we are broadcasting live on the Fringe FM. Tonight, we're taking your phone calls as we discuss the idea of ultra-terrestrials. That's right, I said it. Ultra-terrestrials. What the hell does this mean? In the past, it's been UFOs regarding the nuts and bolts, like Night Stalker was saying, but you think there's more to this. People are now calling it the phenomenon, right? What exactly does that entail, and is it, again, regarding ultra-terrestrials seems to be where it's at, right? Because, again, you know, you go right back to this paper. The reason we're talking about this tonight is because Hal Puthoff, again, let's say the preeminent UFO scientist, actually put out a paper where he's discussing ultra-terrestrial models, right? And again, just some interesting things he listed here: extra-dimensional, crypto-terrestrial, demonic or jinn, proto-ancient human, time travelers. And not only that, a little bit further down, he had some interesting things here regarding maybe an ancient occult group, isolated pre-diluvian high-tech society, stranded ETs or gods. It sounds very ancient aliens, right? Well, what the hell's really going on here? So love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, you know, this is not just some rando writing a paper. I mean, that would be like me writing a paper. I'm some rando. I don't have anything particularly interesting to say most times, but it would be like, oh, you know, this knucklehead Michael Strange wrote a paper. But no, this is Hal freaking Puthoff, right? Again, the preeminent UFO scientist talking about ultra-terrestrials. I almost said crypto-terrestrials. Ultra-terrestrials. So what are your thoughts? 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. Let's go to Daryl in New York. You're on Troubled Minds. I see you there, MJ. She beat you. Let's go to Daryl first. How are you, my friend? Go right ahead.
Hi, Michael. This is such a great show. I'm so glad you're talking about this. I'm so glad you're back. And I'm so glad that all the callers were so good tonight. Great topic. And of course, like, why do we ignore these things? How come they just don't associate? Why are UAPs considered separate from anything? You know, like, they don't talk about their potential of being, you know, driven by anything. Are they just drones? You know, they want to kind of just keep it very narrow focused. But I think there's a huge umbrella of beings. And I have to say, even today, I just caught a very unusual video. I posted in the link that showed at least three different weird things on camera. Some of them were just regular night cameras that even a cat took a look at one of these beings, you know, and they stared at each other and then the cat just walked away. But I mean, even the cat noticed it. It was like, I don't know, maybe it was like a foot tall, and it was like glowing, and it was like, it looked like a small human that was glowing. I mean, very strange stuff. Something just, another thing, like two guys were playing guitar on a patio in the dark, and some black creature thing got caught in the peripheral of the camera, and it just kind of slid across the patio. It was just like totally like almost translucent, and those were looked very like not manipulated at all. And you know, just an animal reaction to that. I mean, what are those things? I mean, they're just like they're from another dimension. And I'm thinking, you know, we're not that great with you know, anything foreign. So I think this might be a survival mechanism that they have developed over time, maybe, to not get killed. You know, I mean, we seem to murder everything that we find unusual. Look at the so-called giant in where was it, in Iran, that they killed. That had supernatural supposed powers and seemed to, like, you know, have murdered a lot of soldiers before they got him. I mean, we just kill everything that we don't understand. So, of course, they're going to survive based on some, you know, maybe evolution, or maybe they've always been very elusive because of us. You know, they've had to live side by side with us. And maybe it was just one of their ways to evolve so that they won't get killed, or they just know how to protect themselves. I mean, we don't find even any Bigfoot bodies. You know, where do they go when they die? Do they die? I think these are creatures that have been caught. I mean, literally, they're caught on camera now. They're not just in folklore anymore. You know, we're starting to catch them. I've seen a giant with my own eyes. You know, that didn't seem threatening to me. But God only knows, if I took my camera out, maybe she would have, you know, ate me or something. She certainly was large enough, you know. So there are things out there that, you know, it's not just myth anymore. And I'm sure there's a lot more information out there that's not, you know, it was bad enough that people would see a UFO and get fired for reporting it, you know, if they were in the military or in an aviation or something. What happened to those people now? Now it's suddenly acceptable to talk about UFOs, but it's still weird to talk about cryptids and things like that, or fairies or goblins or Loch Ness monsters. I mean, people are picking up a lot more on camera these days. So just thinking that they've probably been here a long time, and maybe they are helping us survive. I think, look at the things that we've survived, like Fukushima. I was talking about that yesterday, I think, with somebody, that, like, how did we not all, you know, get radiation poisoning from that? How come the people in Japan are still alive? Who interfered with that? Who kind of salvaged, you know, salvage the human race again? Maybe they've been coming around and helping us.
Yeah, it does. So all great points. And it does, again, sort of spiral into a whole bunch of other questions. If they've been here, whoever they are, have been here all along, and let's say maybe they don't live forever. Maybe they're like us, these, let's say, ultra-terrestrials. And they've, let's say, maybe they live a little longer or something. Let's say a couple 300-year lifespans. And they're doing their thing. They're like reproducing and surviving and, let's say, locked out of our time slice, like I like to describe it, and just doing something else. Maybe sort of did the dimensional two-step, and they're here. Well, if they're here, then they know we're here, right? Because if they were able to kind of ascend out of this time space, then they know that we're still stuck in it. So I don't know what's going on. It starts to like sort of spiral into those sorts of questions like you just brought up. So are they here to help? Are they not here to help? Are they completely indifferent because we're just knuckleheads that are still stuck in the material world? Who knows? That suddenly the things turn weird sideways, right?
Well, you got to think, like, we've been around for so many billions of years, probably. How? You know, how? There's always survivors of some calamity that seem to wipe out almost everything on Earth, except a couple of people, you know, or, you know, they wiped out just every civilization seems to just disappear due to war or whatever. You know, whoever wins, and the rest are just forgotten, unless you find some information, like the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, those people were capable of writing, and they put those things in writing and they hid them so we could find them later. But how many more civilizations were there that did, you know, get their books burned or whatever, that we can't get that information? There's always somebody that survives, not always with knowledge, though, necessarily. But maybe these are the real survivors of all calamities that kind of, you know, help us maintain some human beings. But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there were giants, like, we seem to annihilate them. You know, we didn't want them around anymore. They were too controlling. They were too big. They were bigger than us. They ate us. Who knows? We figured out a way to survive them. But there was still some left. I mean, there were some that we have pictures of. I mean, you know, not that long ago, they were living with us. What about those little guys that Stephen Greer picked up? You know, those little metallic aliens that were like the size of your hand. I mean, I think, and even the goblins, I've seen goblins on YouTube. I'm not saying that they're not manipulated, but they certainly looked real to me. That they were caught, you know, just on film was like accidental. Nobody was even trying to find them. Just the weirdest things. And I've had my own experience with some sort of, I even smelled them. I'm not saying I wasn't under an influence of something, but I was in a different dimension, and they smelled terrible, and they were under, they were under my bed. I sound crazy now, but I could swear I saw them, and I saw that giant, and I saw that giant, and I was stone cold sober. So they somehow are hiding in plain sight, just like the Bigfoot. And you know, there's too many witnesses of these phenomena that, you know, they can't all be crazy. They can't all be lying. I give people the benefit of the doubt. You know I'm not lying. And I also have a rod collection, by the way. I caught so many of these weird rods in the sky over New York City. I still have them. I mean, what the hell are those? I mean, some of them are technology. Some of them are, you know, maybe there's thought forms. I mean, there's so many unexplained things that might be very scientifically valid.
But that's the thing. Like we always say, it's magic until it's science, right? And then it's completely different. I hate to cut you off, my friend. We got a limited amount of time. We got calls behind you. We got to get to. You're the best, okay? Appreciate you so much, Daryl. Thanks for popping in. Fantastic call from you as well. Daryl Hero, good friend of mine. Daryl in New York. She's got a YouTube channel. Please give her a follow. Link is in the description down below. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for everybody being patient. Let's go to MJ in Virginia. You're on Trouble Minds. Go right ahead, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
Doing good, man. Go right ahead. We got, let's say, 6 or 7 minutes for you, and then we got to bounce to get Matt on the line, too. But go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to figure out why I called in now, because everybody's all talked about it. What I get from the ultra-terrestrials, yeah, they have been here. They've been here for a long time. It's just more advanced beings that live either on the planet or in it, or right next to it. What I kind of figure most is the Georgia Guidestones at the very end says, learn to live alongside nature. And I think this is a part of that as far as ultra-terrestrials, because they're part of where we are. Also, by announcing ultra-terrestrials to the general public, that sort of gives it familiarity to everybody because it's on the planet. So it's a bit more palatable for people to either investigate or look at, so they'll be a little bit more relaxed or open to it. This is also kind of going to bust some balls. These guys been doing the investigations and making it sound way off in the distance. That's going to kind of curb what they're doing also. So it kind of brings it back down to earth, and it starts to ground some of the information.
Yeah, it is. And again, like I said, it does sort of lead us down a ton of rabbit holes here, because if we're talking about all the rest of that stuff of what is this then, you know, like I said, so many people are like, yeah, nuts and bolts, little green men from Alpha Centauri. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, it's fun to talk about. But, well, I mean, if that were the case, let's say cloaking technology, okay, maybe it's not the best argument. That I think they could probably hide from us if they were here as well, let's say an advanced extraterrestrial a race with technology, this type of thing. But right, if it's always been here and it's just been renamed, you know, again, trickster spirits, fairies, gnomes, goblins, trolls, what have you, right? I mean, suddenly things start to turn slippery, I guess you could say.
I don't get a whole slippery because I've had to deal with that stuff. Out in Arizona, you'll see stuff around, and you know, I knew some people way when. We were kind of all hanging out in the same town, and they would see stuff on the side of a mountain like a black door. They would just be there, and they'd point where it was, and it's just rock. But when they were driving by, they saw a black door, this type of thing. So, and you see stuff going down in the ground or up, you know, out of the ground. I've seen that. So they're going down in the ground. That means they have to have a way or some sort of a doorway or dimensional doorway to do that. So they live here. But it's basically trying to generalize it so it's more palatable for people to look at and go, oh, okay, yeah, they're here, this type of thing. And it also kind of takes the mystery away, to some of that too, because people are looking for the spooky mystery of it, and it takes that away. Oh, also, I have a crop circle tree on my back of my property. No one has investigated yet.
Can you share pictures with us? Can you drop those in the Discord? I would appreciate that a lot.
I can't get on the they're on my laptop, so I can't get on the internet with them. I don't have a way to do that. But if I ever get a chance to maybe email you some.
Sure.
A couple of them. But I have not gotten anybody to investigate it. The thing happened about 2000. I don't know when it was, but it was back a little ways, 3-4 years. And when it first happened, I have a picture of my dog next to the tree, and it's sitting straight up. And we were having a lot of rain in the springtime. And when I went down to mow and everything, this tree was literally bent over, and it was the top of it's touching the ground. And I checked the trunk and everything. The bark wasn't broken. The trunk itself wasn't split, and it wasn't wrinkled, you know, on the other side where it was bent. It looked like it grew that way. And I tried to pull the tree up thinking maybe the rain just really weighted it down and it softened the trunk up. I couldn't get off. It was like it was tied to the ground. And then over a period of time, it's been, you know, growing back up, and it's straightening up. But the trunk is growing up, and the bend is up higher on the trunk now, which I thought was kind of interesting. But yeah, and I called people and nobody came to see it. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Share the photos, man. We'll do. Maybe we could do a show on this in the future, and I'll share some of the photos people have about that type of stuff. And I appreciate it very much. So, what's your theory regarding the ultra-terrestrials? What do you think they actually are? Dimensional type stuff, or do you think it's like primordial nature spirits or something like that? What would be your guess? And if it's many things, that's okay too.
I don't think it's too many things. I think we have the nature spirits, because I go out and talk to trees, and I talk to the grass, I talk to nature, and if I want to find out about something, I will pull that energy in. I think we're talking about other humanoid beings that have been around for a very long time and live here, and I think there's other stuff that we also we interact with, but it's a multiple of things. But I think largely it's just the humanoid type beings that are maybe kind of like us in a sense. Maybe they're just energy, but they're a consciousness that is, you know, formidable. It's kind of like if you want to react or interact with that, you have to realize that, like, you and I, we meet, and maybe you're more intelligent than me, and I'm kind of like, you know, kind of a backyard kind of guy. Here we are. And so you're going to find the means to communicate with me, and I'm not getting everything you're saying. So when you go to these ultra-terrestrials, it's the same deal. They can't communicate to you because you're not at their level. Their intelligence is broader. They understand more about etheric energies, dimensional doorways, handling kind of energy, and I don't. So they're not going to be able to communicate. So I don't know if it's such a thing of they're afraid of being discovered so much, because they do pick people to talk to, you know, but it's individuals that will just talk to them and not, you know, I'll report it. We got to do something. What is it? I wouldn't. If a Bigfoot came up to me and started talking to me, I'd keep that quiet. I would not say a word. So I don't think it's so much a protection. It's just you can't communicate somebody that's not listening or learning.
I see. Okay. Fantastic. A great take as always. You're the best, my friend. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. That's MJ in Virginia. Good friend of mine. Good friend of the show. Great stuff as always. We're talking about ultra-terrestrials. What's going on with this? Not nuts and bolts ETs from Alpha Centauri. They've been here. Maybe dimensionally, maybe otherwise, maybe pre-Diluvian societies. What is this? Is it real? Yeah. And again, you know me. I'm willing to entertain all thoughts, including maybe this is all hogwash. 702-957-1037. Let's go to Matt in California. You're on Troubled Minds, my friend. Thanks for being patient. Go right ahead. How are you tonight?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Doing good. Doing the thing, good. Man. Hanging out and just talking. You know us. Strange stuff by dark of night. What is your theory here?
I think it's funny how I'm confused now. Are we supposed to be looking for the aliens up in the sky or looking for them under the ground? It seems like they're trying to throw us off track. Like, since they came out with aliens in the news, we're looking up now. Everybody's looking up to the sky now. And so they're like, oh, they're onto us. We need to come up with something else. Throw out the ultra-terrestrials that are underground. And so I like the hollow earth theory. That kind of could explain a lot of these things, where these things could be. Like maybe there's a portal underground to another dimension, and that's where all these creatures are. And we were talking about like the creatures or the ultra-terrestrials that have been here. And you start throwing out the names, you know, elves, fairies, mermaids, everything, right? I think Daryl said it. She said, what about all cryptids? So all of them, I can't name them all because there's so many, you know, Mothman, Sasquatch, go on forever. What about all of them? What if they're all under the ground in this, and through a portal, there's an underground dimension, and sometimes they just come through, and that's why we see them, and that's why we don't always see them.
Yeah, sort of maybe phasing in and out. I mean, there's so much to this, right? Like if they're from here but not here, then it would make sense, some of that phasing sort of situation going on. Or let's say they are maybe that Bigfoot situation. Maybe they do live, let's say, underground or something like that. And I don't know, man. There's a lot to this, especially when you start to consider it could be all of those things. You know, the fairies, the Mothman, the rest. I don't know. Go ahead. What else you got?
There was one I want to say. Remember a while back, the TikTok time traveler? And I know we laugh at them, but there was that TikTok time traveler said that around now the Earth was going to split open and all of a sudden these creatures were going to come out of the Earth called stalkers.
I remember that.
And they were going to take people, ultra-terrestrial right there. We got to talk about USOs. Unidentified submergible objects, the underwater UFOs. What if there's like a race under the water that's like an aquatic race, and that's what we're seeing, their technology? Maybe they've always been here. That would qualify as a ultra-terrestrial.
Yeah, definitely. So that actual thing, we had the anniversary. So if you remember, that TikTok time traveler said there was going to be a big earthquake this summer. It's going to be the end of July. So we actually did that show on that night. Jennifer was on the show. We did the Sirius Stargate. So that was when they predicted the big earthquake was going to happen and all the rest of that. So I told Jennifer when we did that show, I was like, okay, this is the anniversary or the prediction of the earthquake. So if an earthquake happens, we're going to talk about that instead. She's like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. And because right, they predicted an earthquake and creatures coming out of it and millions of people missing and all kinds. It was wild, but thank goodness there was no giant earthquake. I got a couple more minutes for you. What else you got, my friend?
I just think it's funny how they're talking about ultra-terrestrials, and now we have that whole, it's like a whole new can of worms to open up and talk about. And there's a lot of stuff there, but I think the hollow earth theory is going to be probably one of the biggest ones. Just if there is a lost world under earth, I think that if I was like a cryptid, that's where I would go, because you know, you see a Bigfoot, what's going to happen? You know, humans are going to try to get it and kill it. So if I was a monster, I would go underground for sure.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me. If you're trying to avoid stupid people, which there's many of those, you would just go underground, especially since, you know, we talk about this all the time, like so much of that is really uncharted and unexplored by modern people. So what the hell do we know about what's going on down there? Before you go, Matt, Robert says, Matt is on to something about cave portals. Remember the old legend of the two green-skinned children who came out of a cave claiming to be from a foreign land? And is that the Green Children of Woolpit? Is what that was called, I think. I don't know. But anyway, just I wanted to read that. Matt is on to something. Matt is on to something. What else you got, my friend?
That's all. Good show, Mike. I just want to say today is my birthday, and I wouldn't want to have it spend it any other time than talking about crazy stuff with you. So thanks,
right,
man.
Right on. I appreciate it very much. Happy birthday, Matt, in California. Tell Lacey I said hello. And thanks for listening to us, guys. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the great phone call. I appreciate it, man. Good night. That's Matt in California. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show. And happy birthday to Matt. Everybody, happy birthday in the chat, if you would be so kind. I don't know, right? So as we get to the end of this, as always, right, I'm not the answers guy. I think answers are boring because answers are, let's say, easy, right? Answers are easy. And I think that's why, like the whole point of this show is, if you ask 1,000 different people the same question, you'll probably get 1,000 different answers. And that's what this is always about. I don't know what to believe. I don't even know. And like I said, don't believe me, because I'm not glowing and floating. And that's that. All right. So, and also be very aware of people that are always claiming to have the answers, because it's dangerous. Quick shout out to Robert over on Rockfin. Thank you for the two tips over there. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for chipping in, and thanks for missing me and missing us and missing the show. Thanks to all the amazing phone calls tonight. And well, that's that. As we wrap this up, I don't know. Conclusions isn't really the Troubled Mind style. Let's leave this open-ended and continue to think about it and continue to talk about it and continue to wonder what the wide world around us has to offer. And that's what this is. So we'll talk more about this ultra-terrestrial stuff, because there's so many things in this HAL put-off paper that we didn't really get to in terms of like a wider open discussion. But, well, the bad news is we're done. The good news is, God willing, we've got tomorrow. So maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, maybe a part two. What do you guys think? Send me messages, tweet me, at me, this, that, the other thing. Come at me, bro. And there we go. So as we finish, you guys know the drill. If you're listening to us on the Fringe FM, stay tuned for Joe Loop Lighting the Void. Otherwise, have a fantastic night. You guys are incredible. Go listen to Joe. It's starting at 9 p.m. Pacific. As it ends, be sure, be strong, be true. Thank you for listening. From our troubled minds to yours, have a great night.